Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, you guys. Today's episode is brought to you in part by IFC Films, Amazon Studios, and Wiener Dog, the new film from the director of Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. Greta Gerwig, Danny DeVito, Ellen Burstyn, Julie Delpy, and Josiah Mamet star in the story about a wayward adventure of an adorable dachshund who passes from oddball owner to oddball owner, including the world's worst mom, a down-on-his-luck screenwriter, and the grown-up incarnation of Welcome to the Dollhouse's Don Wiener, whose dysfunctional lives are all impacted by the adorably stoic pooch. Wiener Dog is in select theaters now. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug.
Did you guys hear when I was in Utah the other day and I said I love Mormons? Even they couldn't sing that without, losing the song. They were like, Doug loves Mormons? What? Coming to you from one of our cozy LA homes, the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics. It's Thursday, June 30th, 2016. Name tag roll call. Sound off now. Caprice Corn 1. That movie was made before you were born, I bet. Nice job. Holding up a R2-D2 backpack.
I'm traveling.
I don't know. Been traveling with that backpack?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I would call that a name tag. Oh, it's your name's on the back? What's your name?
Darcy Dar2D2.
Okay. Good luck, Chuck. Your name is Chuck?
Yeah.
And you wrote the word Chuck over the word Chuck. You put your name over the name when you didn't have to change anything. Okay. All right, I can live with that. I can live with that decision. Lauren Stewart has a Lauren from Price is Right on her sign, so that means you're visiting from out of town and you tried your hand at Price is Right.
No, I live here.
You live here and you tried your hand at Price is Right. You went and lined up and they gave you the thing and you wore it and did you get to the onto the stage?
I was the second to last person called, so I got a weird hug from the guy who won. That's about it.
You got a weird hug from the guy who won?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's lots of good ones. I appreciate you guys bringing those and hopefully three of you will get chosen. It'd be a weird episode if somebody just refused to pick a name tag. I don't think that's ever happened. I hope it doesn't tonight. Doug plugs Tampa, Florida. I'm doing stand-up this Saturday at 4:20 at the Improv in Ybor City. Take me down to Ybor City. Bring your name tags, you guys. And the next Doug Loves Movies here in Los Angeles is on Tuesday, July 5th at UCB Franklin at 9:30 p.m. Ooh, way past my bedtime. And Doug Loves Movies is at the Funny Bone in Columbus on Saturday, July 9th at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com for more info. From the Corrections Department, the correct full title is High School Musical 3, Senior Year. Apologies to everyone that mistake, everyone whose lives were changed by that error. The prize bag, we said High School Musical 3 on two different episodes without ever saying senior year, so people were, well, this one person was losing their shit. We got a pipe from the good people at Peacemaker that sent me way too many, and I'll get rid of all of them eventually. A shirt from, what is this shirt? I have a guess, but I want to make sure I get it right. Yep. This is from Irv's Pub, a delightful restaurant and bar in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I was just there recently, and instead of giving me free drinks, they thought I'd like a shirt. Speaking of shirts, my singular friend, Gabe the Magician from Getting Doug with High, is here tonight, as always, and contributed to the prize bag a t-shirt that says, "Why can't we all just get a bong?" Classic quote. And it's a green shirt. And he also has a honey pen if you want to sample one after the show. Honey pen. Honey farm pen. And from my personal VHS collection, an episode of Gilmore Girls entitled Love and War and Snow. So this one takes place in wintertime out at Stars Hollow. And an episode, it just says Buffy, but I'm pretty sure it's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And this particular episode is called Witch. Yeah, W-H-I-C-H. No, I'm kidding. It's spelled regular witch. Let's get my guests out here. This is a good one, you guys. Please welcome Rob Corddry, Tony Thaxton, and Greg Fitzsimmons.
Greg forgot his prizes.
That's funny Rob Corddry should say that. Because if you'll notice, he also has a vinyl comedy LP. Is that redundant? Vinyl comedy LP?
That's a vinyl comedy LP, sure.
And I just happen to have had two in the trunk of my car.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm already fascinated by this dynamic. Greg Fitzsimmons walks up to us outside in the back before the show, sans glasses. Now you put some on. And Rob Corddry walked up with glasses on. Now he has them off. Are you guys like, only one of us can be a glasses guy?
I'm going to have them on soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
I'm Rob Corddry. He's Greg Fitzsimmons.
Don't do that to the listeners, Greg.
No, sorry.
Don't confuse them out of the gate. It's already four white dudes talking. And let's meet them individually. Let's enjoy the whiteness together. Starting with my friend Tony Thaxton is here, everybody.
Hello.
And now I'm boxed into having to say my friend in every intro, because that would be insulting to be like, and Greg is here. But Tony is, of course, a regular on this program and one of the few musicians we allow to be on because he actually knows his movies and he has his own podcast, which is quite a delightful treat to be on, called a Feliz Navipod, where it's Christmas in every episode.
Yep, all year long.
Yeah, and he's also the drummer of the acclaimed and now soon no longer band called Motion City Soundtrack. And yes,
thank you.
They are on their farewell tour this summer, and I already caught one of the dates, and I plan to catch two more.
Nice.
At least.
Yes.
Maybe three if I decide to go to Australia.
Which, by the way, I didn't know if you were serious about that. You told me you were thinking about
Australia. I'm fucking serious, dude.
I told the guys in the band, because you said Australia, maybe Japan.
Yeah, even Japan, too.
Which I highly recommend Japan over Australia.
Of course you do.
And
they're both great, right?
That should be your next movie, you coming to Japan and
doing some
comedy opening our shows.
Oh, no.
How terrible would that be?
That's not a good idea.
Right? I know. Exactly. It's such a bad idea. It's a good idea.
All right. Well, my closing line would be, thank you for being so polite. And now enjoy music, which doesn't matter which language it's in. Comedy, you got to understand the language, I think. But do a lot of people in Japan speak English? Is that a huge thing over there?
Yeah, they at least speak a little bit. And they try. They try so hard.
But enough to get comedy?
No.
My comedy?
Exactly. That's why I want to see
Somebody
it.
Just told me last night that Gallagher, you know Gallagher.
Sure.
He decided that since America was getting so Spanish, he should do his act in Spanish. So he learned phonetically. He doesn't speak Spanish.
But he learned all the jokes in Spanish.
Yes, and then he would smash the fruit and then talk in Spanish, and nobody laughed.
Right, because that's probably the main thing you kind of have to get across in stand-up comedy is just that you know what you're saying. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You just can't, like, fake it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be it's got to be genuine.
It's really subtle. Comedy's very subtle.
Well, you think at least the smashing the watermelon part would get a laugh. But then again, the whole bit is a parody of like Ron Popeil ads of things that do lots of things.
Yeah.
Which those ads aren't even a thing.
That's
there.
Right.
So they don't even have that jumping off point.
They've already gone big. I don't know if you've seen Latino TV. You can't go much bigger than like the clown with the big red nose that comes out and slaps a chicken.
He should do the whole act in that bee costume that one guy wears. He seems to be the most popular humorous figure in Mexico as a guy in a bee costume. Tony, what else do we want to talk about with you? You're in the middle of the farewell tour. There's a little break. You came home.
Yeah, I got home last night, home for a month, and then there's some East Coast and Midwest dates in August, and then we go to the UK, and then we're doing Riot Fest in Denver and... Denver and Chicago.
That's
the final show ever as a Chicago Riot Fest. But then we're also doing Australia and Japan between those two Riot shows.
Those are the Riot Fest shows are super fun, and I'm gonna try to come see you in Denver, and I'm also gonna see you in Buffalo.
Yes,
that's my plan.
By the way, you came to the Anaheim show, but I never. You didn't come
there was
back
no
and say
evidence.
Hello for some reason. No, I spotted you toward the end of the set. I happened to look up in the balcony, and I see Doug, like, kind of leaning on the rail, sitting there, and there was kind of a sing-along moment where they kind of shine the lights on the audience,
uh-huh.
And I just happened to look up and see you, and you're just like this.
Yeah. For the listeners, I closed my eyes because I don't like bright lights in my face, which is really a shame for my stand-up career.
I just decided that I'm going to go to every show that Doug Benson goes to.
Every I have music a good time. Show. They also gave me an insanely good seat at that show because the House of Blues in Anaheim has a lovely...
Well, if I'm with you, they'll give me all the great
sure.
seats, too.
They have a great VIP section there that's like up in the balcony, like
oh,
you
I'll
said.
Do that.
And you're
and
on
I
a
open
rail.
My eyes. I keep my eyes
and
open.
You're in. You know how most rock shows, you got to go kind of forage for drinks and foods, but that show, there was a lady who came and sold me some vodka sodas and a corn dog.
I'm with you, Doug Benson.
Well, we might as well, Greg, hang on a second. I might as well introduce him because he's, very involved at this point.
Yeah.
Has a lot to say. It's Rob Corddry, everybody.
Sorry, Greg.
Back on the show after a 2.5-year absence. And
it's been so long.
I don't even know if that figure is accurate. I made it up, but you've been on the show before, and I love having you here. Hilarious dude. When's the next season of Children's Hospital start?
Never.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. It's true.
Yeah, we finished it.
I thought he'd say, he'd say, Doug, don't you know it's over? But he didn't answer that way.
Never.
No. Because I was setting you up for my version of a joke. Just to pretend that it's going on continuously.
Yeah. Now everybody hates me.
How many seasons did you do? Seven?
Seven.
Wow.
That's enough, right?
That's plenty.
It's enough. It's plenty. And then we went out on top.
Yeah, it's a perfect thing that people can go back and watch all of it, and you know, it doesn't lose its edge or sense of fun. There's a lot of dancing. In a lot of the episodes.
Every episode has dancing.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So what's your new thing? What do you got going on?
I don't know what you got. Let's do it.
You've been.
I feel like there's a lot of farewells going on.
You were busy. You sent me a message saying you were busy until yesterday, so that's when I suggested this date. And you were like, I'm in. So
right.
What ended yesterday?
Oh, I was busy. I was traveling. We went to New York. We went to Vermont to drop my oldest daughter off at camp.
Oh, she goes to Camp Bernie Sanders?
She went to Camp Bernie Sanders. Well, she went to a camp in Vermont, sleepaway camp, for 3.5 weeks.
Oh, no. She should watch out for that girl that has a dick.
Wait, what?
Sleepaway camp joke. Keep up.
Hold on, back up.
Do you know? You've never seen Sleepaway Camp?
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah. Great freeze frame, or someone standing very still at the end of that movie.
Yes, at the end of the movie, still.
Yeah, she's
backlit.
Like, yeah.
Dick on the girl.
Girl with a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
the
gonna
big
be
twist.
Great. I'm gonna be great at this.
So you went to Vermont to drop your daughter off.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And then we also went to New York and saw...
Hamilton?
Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was making a silly guess.
No, but I really did see it.
Yeah.
We saw it. We saw Hamilton.
Was that what you were going to say at the end of that sentence? We saw was going to be Hamilton?
Huh?
I guessed Hamilton, but at that point you only said we saw.
We saw, we did. We saw it.
But what else did you see?
Hamilton. That's
okay. It's all Hamilton all
we
the time.
We went to New York.
You were those greedy assholes that saw it over and over again.
No,
nobody
just
could get
saw,
a ticket.
No, we saw that. That was our
one time.
Purpose. Oh, we also saw. Wait, we did see something else. We went and saw the Blue Man Group. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about time.
Well, I have two small children, and that's, well, you know. I saw it when I was...
Wait, your small kids went to Hamilton?
Yeah.
How'd they like
fuck
it?
Fuck yeah.
They
love Hamilton.
They did?
They
loved
got
it?
Me into Hamilton.
Oh, they already
it's
knew the...
It's a great
the,
musical.
They already liked the soundtrack and shit?
Yeah. My 7-year-old knows all the words to Hamilton.
That's a lot of words.
It's a shitload of words.
It's interesting, too, that after you've seen Hamilton, you know more about Alexander Hamilton than probably any actual president of the United States.
Yeah.
Like, it really tells you his fucking story beat by beat. And it's fun at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like Schoolhouse Rock.
Yep. Yeah. Hamilton.
That's why your kids like it. Is it a catchy tune? They don't mind that they're learning.
A lot of catchy tunes.
Yeah.
I could do a lot of them for you right now because... I also know all the words to Hamilton.
You should play, you could step in a production somewhere and play the king.
I could only play the king.
Right?
I could only play the king.
Because George Washington has to be black.
Everybody, it's not for us. It's not for us. I could play the king.
You have to play the non-rapping character.
You say... That's all I know.
Keep going!
I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to sing that.
Oh, that song's so good.
The King.
The King song is really good.
It's so good.
It's really fun.
Douglas Movies can't afford the copyright for that song.
Well, you know, that's the great world of podcasting is they haven't clamped down on us yet. You know, like you can... There's some podcasts that use like a popular tune as their theme song. Like the day that the ASCAP or whatever steps in and goes, hey, you got to stop doing that, they're going to owe some cash.
Right.
They're going to have to do some heavy editing. But I don't mind people singing a song on my show. Do you have a song you'd like to sing, Greg? And
the sun will come out tomorrow.
I thought it was going to be more of a, you know, a Dick Van Dyke number or the end credits of Legend of Bagger Vance. These are Greg's hat jokes. Greg Fitzsimmons is here, everybody.
Thank you.
But yeah, your glasses are off, so I don't know what's happening.
I don't
know what causes them to go on.
Well, I don't know why I wear them. I got these glasses.
Rob Corddry, glasses on. Greg Fitzsimmons, glasses on.
Nice.
Off. Like Simon Says.
I feel like this is my headshot.
It's like Simon Says with Tony in the middle going, what?
I got these glasses and they cost like $200. And then the first time I came home with them, I walked in the front door and the first thing I noticed is that my wife had sprouted her what? First chin whiskers. And I was like, that's money well spent. I never would have seen that. So...
All right, fellas.
That's all I get because I was talking during everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's not why specifically, but that's as good a reason as any.
All right.
Do you want more? What else did you want to say?
Nothing. I just felt like time wise, it wasn't as.
Yeah, it's
fair.
It gets a little uneven, you know, but. You have a microphone for the rest of the time, all so right. You can do whatever you want with
I'll
it.
Fill. I'll yeah. fill.
Because we're going to ask everybody now. You want me? I'll start with you. What'd you all bring right. for the prize bag?
Oh.
What did you bring for you and for Rob for the prize bag?
Well, I collect comedy albums, and so I brought one of my favorite ones. This is The Sick Humor of Lenny Bruce, and on vinyl, in the plastic, and somebody will be playing for this.
It just happened to be in your car.
Well, I just went to Amoeba Records and I bought some new ones.
Oh,
and
then today?
No, a couple days ago. And then I got here and then you said, it's funny, Greg, how your prize must fit in your pocket. And then I realized I forgot a prize. So I went back to my car and I took one of these albums.
Yeah, I'm pretty smooth like that. Would you bring a surprise pocket? Pocket prize? But then I also commented on the fact that, so if this is in your car in Los Angeles for the last couple of days, why didn't it get all warped?
Well, it's still in the plastic.
I don't think that stops it from getting hot.
No, it's not.
And warping.
It's a useless album.
No, you can still clean pot on it. Is anyone still making pot with seeds in it?
Look at that. That's pristine. Yeah, nothing happened to it.
Yeah.
Sitting in your car in the LA heat.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a quality.
A living
album.
Thing would no longer be with us.
That's VG. It's VG.
Yeah.
And what did you bring that Rob is going to pawn off as his own thing?
Rob?
Oh, the thing that I brought? It's also a comedy album. Hold on. Inside Shelley Berman. Which I would
was
really
the inspiration
like to keep,
for Inside Amy Schumer.
I would really
people
like to
know
keep
that
for myself.
I was going to accuse her of stealing
what?
It now.
Not cool. Not cool. Uh-oh. Oh, your other prize is falling apart.
It fell apart, but it's a cup of noodles, and it's got a pussy noodle. It's Maria Bamford's pussy noodle. I don't remember who gave this to me.
Gabe the Magician gave that to
Gabe
you outside.
Gabe the Magician gave this
he
to me outside.
He felt pity upon you.
Where's he?
He's around here somewhere.
He's around
he's
here.
He's in the back somewhere.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Dave?
So,
Gabe.
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 Thank you.
All right, pass that shit down, dude.
Give me a second.
You need some time. Look at that. And Tony Thaxton, what'd you bring?
I brought a few things.
Oh, he worked at this.
I meant to grab some merch on tour, and then I did forget that part. But so I grabbed a few random things, small stuff. I brought some Star Wars Minute stickers, a podcast that Doug and I have both done many times.
Star Wars Minute, yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend and I moved recently, and we have a French bulldog named Ernie. And everyone that came to our housewarming party went to Target and brought us salt and pepper shakers. We literally have three or four sets of these, so I'm passing these on.
They all gave you the same set of bulldog salt and pepper shakers?
Yep, multiple people.
Weird.
And so I'm pawning those off.
This is the prize you guys want.
And then,
by the way, you brought them in a Target plastic bag.
Yes. Yeah. This is a sampler from the first Motion City record. It's unopened. It's before the record even came out. It's got two songs from my first record on it.
Awesome.
These are probably eBay items, honestly, if you don't care about us. This is a split 7-inch with a band called Trampled by Turtles. We covered each other's songs. And
amazing.
Then two UK singles from a song called This Is For Real. And
oh, didn't those singles just leave the European Union?
And I also brought one used drumstick.
Yeah! Normally to get one of those, it has to hit you in the eye in the crowd. But tonight it's going to be handed to you if your name tag is the one that the winning person chooses.
Why just one? Are you like Def Leppard?
You know,
he plays out a tribute to them and only plays with one hand. Just to honor them.
I did break my arm before recording one of our records and just constantly got Def Leppard jokes for a solid year after that, I think. And then insult to injury, we actually have a song on that record called Hysteria, which is unintentional, I think, supposedly. So.
All right, well, somebody's going to win all of that stuff tonight. But before we play some games, I like to ask everybody, we'll start with you, Greg. What was the last motion picture that you saw?
I just saw on DVD, what's the movie about the Spanish, the woman who was the painter?
Frida?
Frida.
What?
Rob did not know that one.
Frida, it was excellent.
Far out.
I enjoyed it very much. And I'm not...
Well, you probably put on your glasses and saw all of the hairs in her eyebrows.
Yes.
She's got a unibrow situation going on, that lady.
It was good. Somebody should have won Best Makeup.
I think it might have been nominated.
Really?
Did it win?
It won Best Makeup?
Somebody said something in the audience.
Oh.
But why did you... why Frida? Why now? What happened in your life?
I got very into Mexicans because of Trump.
That's cool. That's good. Makes you more pro-Mexican.
Right.
I like that.
Now, I don't know why. I think it was one of those movies you always hear is great and then you never see.
You worry that maybe Trump will outlaw those movies?
Right.
No movies about Mexicans.
Right.
They're rapists.
Yeah. You go to Blockbuster to rent it and there's a wall around that section.
You go to Blockbuster?
Why did you have to say that? The joke worked on its own. Everybody was laughing at it.
It was a perfectly good joke. We all remember how Blockbusters work. There's a bank across the street that used to be one. Tony, what about you? What was the last movie you saw?
I was flying yesterday, and I finally watched Hello, My Name is Doris.
Love that movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, great performance by Sally Field and... directed by Michael Showalter.
Yeah, not really. I didn't quite know anything about it. I knew it was a Michael Showalter movie, so it wasn't quite what I expected, but I really liked it, though.
Yeah, it's funny, and I dare say extremely pleasant, which is a compliment, because that's hard to pull off. Just something that's just nice to watch.
Agreed.
Not, you know, there's awkward scenes in there, but it's never too uncomfortable.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
You don't see that quote on the poster, though, usually.
No.
This is not.
This won't make you that uncomfortable.
Pleasant.
It's an easy enough sit.
You'll find yourself walking to the theater.
Independence Day 2, you'll probably get through it.
Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
So yesterday, my seven-year-old daughter and I watched Superman versus Batman.
The new three-hour cut?
No. We were like, I said, what about the extended cut? She said, no, Daddy. Let's just watch the regular one. And so we watched the regular one.
Because the extended cut's supposed to be much better.
Well, fuck it.
I know, I can't even watch it because I hated the regular cut so much.
I haven't even seen the regular cut yet. I'm going to watch that first. I liked it.
What?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, the games are going to be good tonight.
Yeah. Rob loves movies. Rob loves all movies. I get really involved in whatever I'm watching. I can't watch them critically. I never watch a movie critically. I can't do it. I wish I could.
So you like everything?
I pretty much like everything. Yeah, every movie that I see, I like.
And do you
because I'm stupid.
Do you? So you like every movie you're in then?
Name
that must
a
make
movie.
You feel good.
No, I'm critical of those.
Oh, okay.
I'm critical.
That's
of
when
those.
The critical eye
yeah.
comes out
yeah, that's exactly
or goes
right.
in.
Exactly right.
Okay. That
yeah.
makes sense.
No, but I liked it. I was ready to hate it, but I was watching it with my 7-year-old daughter. Too.
Right, she which was that like, movie is aimed towards. That's why it gets the PG-13 rating.
It's not for her. And I was like, we watched the trailer beforehand, and it was super scary and weird. And she was like, yeah. Once she saw Wonder Woman, she wanted to watch it.
Right, that's good.
And female empowerment. If there's a Wonder Woman in a movie, we're gonna watch it. And
so you don't watch most movies then?
No. I'm trying.
I think
to get...
all movies. Has Wonder Woman been in a movie other than this one?
Well, no. We're...
She had TV shows, Wonder Woman, cartoons.
She loves Supergirl.
That's
the TV
a good
show.
Yeah. I like that show.
Yeah.
I like Supergirl
show.
Herself is good.
I like everything.
Fucking Ally McBeal is there hanging
Allie
out.
Ally McBeal's in it.
Yelling at people. Being mean.
Jimmy Olsen is beautiful.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
He's a handsome boy.
Handsome.
Jeremy Jordan, I think is his name.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Anyway.
We're big Supergirl fans, you guys.
That's where I stand.
You know, when you get after you hit 40, that stuff is really fun to watch. Greg, what's the let's for Tony and Greg? What's the thing that's probably too young for you, but you still enjoy watching it?
Well, child porn doesn't skew young. I mean, it involves the youth. But I do feel.
Tony, same question.
I mean...
Who do you feel creepy watching?
I can't... How do I follow that? Doug knows. I love the Muppets.
There you go.
Yeah, so I'll still always watch those.
Did you think they blew it with the recent TV incarnation, making it too adult and too, like,
kind
Larry
of.
Sanders?
I wanted to love it, but I did not. And it sounds like not
That's
many other
bad.
People did either.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be behind, like, figuring out a way to make the Muppets work.
Sure.
You're so such a fan. But I don't think that's not pervy, really, because they're all just fake puppet things, you know?
Fake puppets? As opposed to... <They're> all...
You're right. I used too many words. They're all puppets. Right? There's no non-puppet Muppet. Jason Segel doesn't count. But bring us back to why did they change? Why did Jim Henson put an M instead of a P at the beginning of his puppets?
I believe it was it's supposed to be like a combination of marionette and puppet. Although
right.
it's barely. But.
Well, because Kermit especially had those sticks that like where he operated him where his arms could move, so that makes him marionette-ish. Well, if you want more of that kind of... insider Muppet talk, Tony is the man to go to. If I see a tweet in my timeline about the Muppets, it's Tony. Like, it's you're a real Muppet supporter. You're a Muppeteer.
You're welcome.
And I love them, too. I'm sad they don't have that attraction anymore at Disneyland.
Is it not coming back, either?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Now they just show fucking 15 minutes of their next movie inside that theater. It's just like, what are you doing, guys? Mm. Come on. We're going to see Zootopia anyway.
Shit.
That's right. What's the thing your seven-year-old loves that you don't, Rob, that you don't, you're not into and it's frustrating you have to watch it with her?
Oh.
Or have it on at all?
Oh, you know what she wanted to watch yesterday? And I
talked her into Batman.
Her to watch that fucking terrible Superman and Batman movie. She wanted to watch Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler. That's an Adam Sandler movie.
I enjoy that movie more than Batman versus Superman.
It's got a lot
of fantastical elements.
Yeah.
I think Felicity is in it. Yeah, it's the Bedtime Stories. So it's not a real adult movie, but...
But it's hard to find a movie that adult parents can enjoy with their kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and Sandler, and I'm not one of these guys that attacks Sandler, because it's like...
I'm not attacking Sandler. I just... Okay, go ahead, Greg. No. Go ahead.
He'll throw you a curveball. You think you're safe to watch a Sandler movie with your kids because that's kind of the intelligence level of his movies.
Right.
And I'm not saying that insultingly. I think he aims it towards kids sometimes.
Right.
And then you watch your kids, and then all of a sudden, like, Rob Schneider is jerking off or something. Like, he always puts in something that just makes it like a rated R movie in an otherwise... child movie.
Yeah. I'd say the best one to watch with kids would probably be Wedding Singer, because that's...
No, Bedtime Stories is a kid's movie, though, right?
Is it? I'm sure there's a scene where somebody farts right in somebody's
Rob
mouth.
Rob Schneider's probably jerking off in that movie somewhere.
Or maybe he wasn't in that one because he was too busy jerking off somewhere. I forget what the last movie... I think the last movie I saw was long enough ago that... Oh, no, actually, it was yesterday, so... Not that long ago, as it turns out. But I've already been talking about it a lot. I saw the new Independence Day resurgence, and...
You sound excited.
It's just sad to me.
I bet you I'd love it.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like I liked it better than Batman versus Superman just because I didn't get angry at it. But that's not a way to recommend a movie. You won't get angry at it. And a lot of people will get angry at it because it's just kind of boring and just sort of just going through all the same steps. But like, how can we, make a better Independence Day? Well, first of all, we got to take Will Smith out of there because he clearly had nothing to do with the success of that movie. That him and that movie together didn't make him and that movie major money, like that was his turning point. That's when people started calling 4th of July Will Smith weekend. Like
Wait
that weekend, he owned that weekend for like several years with that and Men in Black. And I'm hearing the crickets, so I'll move. Isn't that great, Greg, to be doing comedy in a room where there's crickets constantly?
I'm convinced that it was the owners of this theater that put those in just to make you fucking take it up a notch.
Yeah,
if
you gotta
you
work hard.
Cricket,
if
work
the
harder.
Crickets are going off, you're not getting the job done.
Yeah, I think every major comedy club should get a couple crickets.
Well, let me just try to fix this situation. The last movie I saw was A Bug's Life. Is there even a cricket in that one? I don't even know if that's a... I think the cricket is the meanest character. I think the bad guy's... Oh, he's a grasshopper, of course.
Oh, shit.
He's not a fucking stupid little cricket. Okay, well, Bert Kreischer, you can turn the show off now because this is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Rob and my other friends up here, on the panel, the audience has brought name tags of varying degrees of creativity and punmanship. One person just has a backpack. and put her name on there, but that's probably on there just in case you lose the backpack. But each one of you gets to select a name tag you want to play for, go physically grab it from the person, and some people are trying to bribe you with treats, and while you do that, we'll do this. We're going to take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate's a monthly subscription box service for you know who you are and what they are. Epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Legend of Zelda, The Walking Dead, and many more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. You know how this works. You gotta subscribe by then to receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Don't come crying to me on the 20th. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug, enter the code Doug, and you're going to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Rob Corddry, what do you got there? Who are you playing for?
Caprice Corn 1.
And why did you pick it?
Because it's really well done. And not only that, she was hiding it the whole, during the beginning of the show. She wasn't showing, you had it hidden, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, but this is worth hiding.
I like.
Look at this. Face.
Do they even do
this? Is that your face there in the thing?
Yeah, she put her face in there.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job getting your face.
Nobody else is with me. Fuck you.
I mean, that's sort of what they do. Can I see it for a second? That's what all the name tags do. I mean, this is what the backpack didn't. But a lot of the name tags do that because, that's the idea. Is it supposed
to represent you? Yeah, but that's pretty pro, right?
Oh, she did a great job. And then you see my face down there on, who's that? Josh Brolin, O.J. Simpson? Here's the thing that's funny to me is, do you remember back in the day when people in their credits would have, like, on the poster there'd be like a box around their name? Do they still do that? Like an extra little bump up for Karen Black and Telly Savalas, who loves you, baby.
You're fighting for like the and or with credit.
Right. Yeah.
You're not fighting for the boxed credit.
Please draw a box around my name. That'll
really
make it stand out.
Yeah, we got you the boxed credit.
I always wanted to be in a movie where, period. But but I want to be and introducing Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yeah. It was fun in Ocean's 11 when they said and introducing Julia Roberts.
Oh, did they?
As Tess. Yeah, isn't that cute?
I gotta see that.
Made me want to punch that movie. All right. right, so what do you got there, Tony?
Not exactly creative, but I'm a Star Wars dork, so I took Dar2-D2 here. Woo! Just an R2-D2 backpack.
And her name is Darcy?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. I figured it out. There's even like a can of open can of soda in the side of that backpack.
That.
Why are you keeping that can?
That's her active.
Are you that
backpack.
Responsible about recycling?
I'm just consolidating my stuff.
So consolidating your stuff? All right, you hoarder in a backpack. I do all of my hoarding in backpack-sized things. Greg?
This is in Bruges. It says smoke first, sightsee later, and it's got Doug as, who was the original character?
That must be Colin Farrell, maybe?
Yeah. Sadly, Mark Wahlberg is not me, and Colin Johnson is not Rob Corddry.
Well, you know, they didn't guess you guys were going to be here because you're such a special guest.
Hmm. Oh, that's right. You don't announce your guests. Do
yeah,
you?
They don't know who's going to be here.
Oh, then so fair enough.
This is just guest work that's going on.
Okay.
Because Mark Wahlberg's on the show pretty frequently.
And then there's also a Shark Week donut that comes with this.
Yeah. And that's like a Swedish fish shark, I guess, or a gummy shark.
Yeah.
On top of a blue iced donut.
It looks like the ocean.
And that what? And you, so you're going to enjoy that later? Would you eat that?
I feel
that?
A little weird about eating that.
Throw it!
Seriously? That's what we do on the show. Sometimes when donuts come up on stage is we chuck them back into the audience.
Oh.
That's why that guy yelled that.
You're right.
Or that weird lady. So what you might... And remember, the ceiling's really low. So, you know, if you throw it too high, it's just going to come
rope
down
it.
Hard
okay.
on somebody.
Ready?
All right, here we go. Greg's going to throw it. Watch your clothes,
yeah,
faces.
Rope it.
And...
Oh!
That went on the floor.
Oh, she got it.
Hey, she
intact.
Got it. The shark didn't fall off of it? All right.
That is full of mushrooms. Don't eat the whole thing. Do not eat the whole thing.
Oh, there you go. There's the bag that it was on. And put it in the backpack, she says.
Right. Yeah,
or just throw it on the ground. Want to keep... Whoever cleans up here in here after the show, we want to keep them employed, so just throw your garbage down, everybody. This first game we're going to play, and these are some new games, so maybe none of you have played a couple of the games we're playing tonight, but we're starting with Jason and Deb's IMDb game. See, crowd loves it. It's a crowd pleaser. The idea of it is that everybody that's, you know, has some movie credits has an IMDb page, and on it they do a thing where they say, here's the top four best known for movies for each or projects for each person. Yeah, so just to give you an idea of how it works. It'll be okay.
Go ahead.
You're going to do all right.
Go ahead.
But give you an idea how it works, Rob, just guess, what do you think your top four best known for things are?
Mine?
And this is no pressure. This is just as an example. But also, now they just announced IMDb is going to set it up so that an actor or actress or anybody that's got an IMDb page, directors or whatever, can go into their IMDb page if they're on like IMDb Pro, you know, if they're paying them. You can get in there and pick your top four yourself. And someone wrote to me on Twitter, that's going to ruin your game. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It's almost better to be like, which four movies does Nicolas Cage think are his best? So, that being said, Rob, by the current metric, because you haven't gone in and fixed it, you haven't changed
it. No.
What do you think the top four are for you?
Okay.
No pressure.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hold your applause till the end.
Yes. That's number one.
Probably not Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Did not make the top four.
No. What Happens in Vegas?
Yes.
Number four. Is it on there?
It's in the four, yeah.
Far out.
Two more.
And
it's not always all movies. Keep that in mind.
It's what? TV shows or something?
Yeah, or plays.
Or plays. Hamilton? Children's Hospital?
Some people are there, like a podcast or something will creep into their top four. If you keep coming on this show, that might happen. Yes, Children's Hospital.
Oh,
and one more.
Shit.
Ballers? No, that's not it. What?
Ballers?
No. Love you on Ballers, by the way.
Yeah,
though.
Thanks, man.
New season starts any day now.
Yes, July something.
Mr. Self-Promotion is here, everybody.
The Rock is on the show. I don't have to promote
You don't have to do shit.
That show. I don't have to do anything.
Just stand next to him.
Yeah.
Just be part of his orbit.
What is the what's the fourth
You don't have
one?
To guess anymore. You guessed four things. You got three, out of four.
The Greg Fitzsimmons show?
You were on that?
A lot. I'm a friend of the show.
It's actually called FitzDog Radio.
Whatever, man. You got a lot going on. I'm on all of it.
He is.
Yeah, that is true.
Does it have Greg Fitzsimmons on the... No. What is it?
Your fourth thing is Warm Bodies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
That has
a bit of plus.
Has your seven-year-old seen that one?
No, but she probably could.
About, you know,
I'm not
going to
show
a...
my seven-year-old movies that I'm in.
Well, I mean, some of these weird. Other ones I wouldn't if I were you, but that one seems like it's for young women would enjoy it.
I think I have a 10-year-old daughter. She might like it a little
bit
more.
There you go. Yeah, show it to the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Just be like, do you want to see some Warm Bodies, honey? Greg Fitzsimmons, what do you think your top four are?
Oh, I have a top four?
Uh-huh, and I'll give you a clue. None of them are movies.
I'm in a tight spot here, and I don't mean with the ratings. I mean career-wise. Could we say FitzDog Radio is one of them?
No.
Would we say Howard Stern Show?
No.
Shit.
Would we say... oh, God... It's probably writing.
Did you do a stand-up special called Life on Stage?
Yes, I did.
That's not on there. I just did that to be a jerk. It's number three on there. I just knew that would work out great.
Let me think. It's not Children's Hospital because Rob never put me on that.
Yeah, I sat by the phone nights waiting for that call.
Right, right.
It's perfect the way it is.
Best week ever on VH1?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Chelsea Lately?
You got to think more. I think they kind of went with more of the writer angle on you.
Oh, Lucky Louie.
No.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That's number one.
Oh.
The Ellen Show.
First two seasons.
And then number two is Politically Incorrect.
Right, wrote on that as well.
Yeah, and then The Man Show comes
wrote on
in
that as well. Yeah,
four.
I guess they really leaned on my writing credits.
Yeah, they'll do that because they got to fill the four slots.
They could have gone with like Summer Jobs as a teenager or something.
Coming in at number two, Caddy.
Number three, Newspaper Boy. I didn't see that. It was the thing.
But you keep the look going to this day, the Newspaper Boy.
Your biggest laughs are on me, Doug. You're welcome. Glad I showed up tonight.
I will fucking drop a Newsies reference on anyone wearing that kind of hat any day of the goddamn week, even Sunday. So here's how this game works now that we've talked about the idea of the top four. And I apologize, Tony, that I didn't even look up your top four.
I'm sure there aren't.
Might be like four movies that Motion City Soundtrack songs are in.
If there's four. There might be four.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I think there is.
I always forget to mention that I actually, in Muppet speak, again, there's a Big Bird documentary that came out last year that I called I Am Big Bird. I'm actually in it for like... roughly 7 seconds, I think. But
that might be your number one on IMDb.
I don't think I got a credit somehow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I speak.
What's the movie called?
I Am Big Bird.
Oh, okay. All right, so here's how this game works. I start listing off the top four on somebody's IMDb page, an actor or actress that we all know or should know. You can buzz in with your own name as soon as you think you know what actor I'm talking about. But if you come in early, you're taking a big chance, because if it's only one movie that's been listed, several actors could be the one, and you'll get a negative point if you miss.
Oh, Jesus.
But if you get it right on the first one, you can get 3 additional bonus points for each of the top 4 that you can name.
This is
but
terrible.
If you come in on the second one, you could get 2 bonus points. I hope you get what I mean. Just buzz in with your own name when you think you know.
Say your own name.
Say your
own name. Say Rob Corddry. And then say the answer?
I'd just say Rob if I were you, but, you know, I don't mind a formal...
Wait, so if we know the answer, we say Rob.
Well, not we, just
I
you.
I mean me.
Okay. Wait, so I say Rob?
No, well, I think I'll recognize that it's your voice, so say any name you want.
Okay.
Just be
okay.
The first person to make a noise.
All right.
Like, I go on Adam Carolla's show, and he plays this game where you buzz in with your own name, and he changes his name to a one-syllable name because he thinks it takes too long to buzz in as Adam. But if you go Adam, the as, what? That's the point where you're first because you're making a noise. So how many syllables in your name does not give you any less of a chance? Right?
Let's just, can we play the fucking game?
You know what I mean? Like,
it's been like 20 minutes. Hey, Rob, what are your top 4?
Like
Greg,
Tony,
you don't have credits.
Tony, how fast can you say Tony?
Tony. Yeah.
In fact, yeah, just say your name as if it's one syllable. All right, here we go. I just got a request from Greg Fitzsimmons that we start the game.
Greg.
And I like to honor requests. The first movie on this person's top 4 on IMDb is called 17 Again.
Shit.
The second movie is called High School Musical.
Tony.
Tony, who is it?
Zac Efron.
That is correct.
What?
So Tony... Tony gets 1 point.
Fuck you, Tony.
Tony gets...
Yeah, that was kind of douchey.
1 point for Zac Efron. And now you can name... If you can name 2 more Zac Efron movies that are in his top 4, you get 2 more points.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah,
we're playing highest score after 4 rounds, but I also have a tiebreaker available if it's necessary.
Go ahead.
Neighbors?
No, Neighbors did not make the cut.
Then that's it. He shouldn't be able to guess. That should be it.
He gets 2 guesses, but he'll only get 1 point if he gets 1 more right.
He's better than us.
He's younger, faster, stronger.
Yeah. Let him do his thing.
I don't know. Was he... I don't know if he was in the sequels, but I feel like that's...
Sequels to what?
High School Musical.
Well, do you want to try? You want to try adding a number?
I thought you meant 18 again.
I feel...
Do
yeah, because literally the only other movie I can think of is Dirty Grandpa, and I'm guessing that's not on there.
No. The Lucky One?
I don't even know what that is.
What?
That's one of those kind of Nicholas Sparks kind of deals. Somebody dies and is a ghost.
Oh, jeez.
Or is that Charlie St. Cloud? And then his 4th one is That Awkward Moment. With Miles Teller and Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right, so only 1 point for Tony on that round. So you feel better now, Rob?
Nope.
He only got 1 point. Let's try the next one. The top number 1 movie out of 4 on IMDb for this person is called Pitch Perfect. The number 2 movie... is called Up in the
Tony.
Air.
Shit.
Tony, who is it?
Anna Kendrick.
That's correct. Now, 2 more Anna Kendrick movies for 2 potentially 2 more points.
I think this is the part where I suck. Pitch Perfect 2?
Correct. And?
Up in the air, too.
Back up in the air.
That'd be the worst. Up in the air, too, colon, back up in the air. I think any movie that uses the same word again after the colon, unless it's the, is pretty lazy. Like Home Alone 2. Oh, it's Lost in New York. I take it back.
Didn't Die Hard do that? Did they say Die Hard, colon, Die Hard with a Vengeance? Can I get a Die Harder?
I don't know if Die Harder was ever officially the title. That's debatable. Settle down. We already got into the whole controversy over the Lord of, it's called The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and The Two Towers and the other one. Do you have one more guess, Tony?
It's going to be
wrong. We gave you a lot of time to think.
I know, and I can't pull the title. It's going to be wrong anyways. What is that called?
Just try it.
Shit.
I liked her a lot in the, it's on VOD now, a movie called Mr. Right with Sam Rockwell. It's pretty good. That's not the answer.
I can't pull the title right now.
All right. You got one, Greg?
Nope.
Just for fun? Into the Woods.
Into
the Woods. Did you watch that with the kids?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Both of the kids. Fantastic. The kids.
And then the sequel, Back Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Into also the Woods 2, Back Corden. Into the Woods. Yeah. We go. All right. So Tony's ahead with 3 points, and there's nothing else to talk about. But there's always plenty of room for to get a lot of points here. The next round starts with, and sometimes it's TV, like I said before, this person's first credit is a TV thing, Parks and Recreation.
Amy Poehler. Rob.
Is she playing in the game? Because that's how she would buzz in.
I meant to say Rob. I'm great at games. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, so that's your guess is Amy Poehler?
Well, Rob. Amy Poehler.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Yep.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah, no, but
I did jump.
It's smart. You got to make up some points.
Greg.
That gives you -1. Greg, go ahead.
Aziz Ansari.
No. I'm sorry.
Rob. Is that within the rules?
No, you're out for this round.
All right, fire enough.
Yeah.
Fire enough. I'm just going to start listing this.
Now, Tony's going to get a gimme on this next title, I think.
About time he got a break.
Safety not guaranteed.
What?
Parks and Rec, yeah. Safety not guaranteed. Oh, wait. Audience members are getting it. Don't say anything. It's just Tony. It's all about Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony. There we go.
Yeah.
Aubrey Plaza.
That's correct.
I forgot I was thinking of the wrong movie.
Give me 2 more Aubreys.
Shit. Funny People?
Nope. That's a good one, Sandler movie to watch with your kids.
You hear a cricket, Rob?
Yep.
Is she in Warm Bodies?
I don't think so. Let's ask Rob.
Maybe.
Is Aubrey Plaza in there?
Probably. She could be.
There's some scenes you're not in.
I don't know.
Yeah. They went with Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yeah.
And Monsters University. She's a voice in that. All right. So Tony has 4 points, and it's a pretty good lead.
Yeah. Greg is beating me with 0 points.
No, he's got negative one as well. You guys are tied in the basement there. Cool. Yeah. You guys are tied up in a basement. What happens next? Here's the first title of the next round. This is the last round. This is your last chance to catch up, and it's impossible.
Greg.
Unless Tony buzzes in and gets something wrong. Greg, go ahead.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, if that had been right, then you could have actually caught up to Tony. But it, of course, is not right. So now you have negative two. So, Rob, you're in the catbird seat. All you got to do is sit there and not say anything.
Rob.
And you'll come in second place. What do you got?
Huh? Oh, Ed Harris. Shit.
Well, wow. Tony's probably going to get the highest score anybody's ever got in this game. Because he's all on his own now and gets to actually hear the clues. The first title is Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh.
The second one is a movie called The Intern.
Pretty sure. Wait. Keep going.
You gotta still say De Niro third, Pitch Perfect 2.
The third movie is Pitch Perfect.
I don't know.
The fourth title is a TV show called The Workaholics.
Oh, Tony. Adam Devine?
That's correct. Yay! Tony wins with 5 points.
Jesus. I'm starting to get this game.
Do you guys want to try the tiebreaker just for laughs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, who was in? The first movie is Life as We Know It. The second is a TV show, Silicon Valley.
Greg.
What do you got?
Thomas Middleditch.
That's a great guess.
It's the only one I knew from that show.
Wrong. You know what? Nobody else wants to buzz in?
Mm-mm. Keep going.
Sex Tape.
Tony. Tony.
Who is it?
Kumail Nanjiani?
That's correct! Shit. Kumail!
Shit.
And I won't even torture you with trying to guess his fourth title because it's a movie called The Kings of Summer.
Course.
Yeah, of course. So you didn't have to worry about that. All right.
And the sequel, The Kings of the Fall. I should work for the studios.
Yeah, because, you know, it's obviously a prequel. Or no, you're right. Fall comes after summer. So, point for Greg for that.
Yeah.
So, the final tally on that game is Tony with 5, Greg with -1, and Rob with -2.
Hmm.
But, I like the, in the back of the room, yay! That's like that Schoolhouse Rock where the guy's like, I'm for the other team. He's in the back and people throw stuff at him. All right, so... I think I've got a good idea for what we should do for our last game this evening, the one that decides who wins it all. We're going to play a little something called Last Man Stanton. And the idea with this game is that we're going to get the name of an actor or actress, hopefully a very popular one with a lot of credits, and we're going to take turns naming. I play along on this one for fun. We take turns naming movies that person was in. My phone is doing so much crazy shit tonight.
Turn it on.
I think
put it on airplane mode.
Who is this guy?
It's Eddie Pepitone.
Has anybody ever pocket periscoped? I pulled up somebody's periscope in my fucking pocket. Should I write something to this guy?
Yeah.
I'll write the kind of shit people always write to me. I don't know you.
Uh,
And then hold it up to the mic so
yeah,
we
let's
can hear
see
what
he says when he sees it.
Look at your own brothers and sisters like they're enemy, like they're your enemy. And get you to not support the gospel. Against the gifts.
All right, I got another one. I don't know God.
Jesus.
People talk about false prophets in our generation. You got to be careful of the false preacher. That's the most dangerous person that got a microphone. The person who got
coming from a guy on Periscope preaching.
He's got 166 people checking this out, and he's talking about his church and stuff, but it doesn't seem like he's being very non-responsive to probably the negative comments or, you know, things that... But anyway, that was... I've never done that before, Pocket Periscope. So where was I? I think I should start over. My name is Doug, and I love movies. And my guest tonight... let's do... So I'm going to get the name of somebody for Last Man Standing, but here's the thing, you guys. In this game, you each get one lifeline when it comes to you. If you can't come up with an answer, you can use the person whose name tag you chose. So Caprice and Darcy and... what was yours?
What's your name?
Colin.
Colin,
because that fits perfectly into the title, In Bruges. Colin Bruges, yeah. No, that's what I said. It fits in perfectly. And so you can go to him. You know, you get it. You go to your own person whose name tag
you
chose.
Can I skip me and go directly to him?
You can. That's a strategy in the first round. But, you know, it should be easier at first. So when you when you don't have an answer, that's when you go to your lifeline, generally. And just last as long as you can. And since Tony won that game, we'll start with him, and then we'll go to Rob, and then me, and then you, Greg.
So, all right.
So you're
going
to be the toughest for Greg at first, potentially. But sometimes the answers other people give help you. Like if they say a movie that, like if somebody says Ocean's 11, then the next two people can go 12 and 13 because it's all the same fucking people in all of them.
Right. Colin, did you hear that?
Yeah, Colin knows how to play.
All right.
People on Twitter like to, let me know that they have the perfect name for the game. And tonight, I'd like to see if Dar2D2 is here. And that's you, Darcy? That happens sometimes. Oh. I pick somebody random before the show, and her name tag got chosen. So you might want to pick a name that you think Tony is really good with, or just the one you already wanted to say.
Tom Hardy.
She's going with Tom Hardy.
Bad move.
Come on.
Shit.
I'm first, right?
Nope.
What?
No?
No, Tony gets to go first because he won that last game.
Fair enough. Exaggeration. Every time I've seen a Tom Hardy movie, when the movie's over, I see his name come up in the credits and go, oh, that was Tom Hardy.
Yeah. So he's the hardest person.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a chameleon, but
yeah.
We can all. She has a backup. No, I say we play it.
Let's play it.
Let's see how rough it is.
All right.
I mean, you know,
I'm gonna be terrible at all the names, so it doesn't matter for me.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Like if it was Jack Nicholson, you wouldn't know
who.
The golfer.
Oh yeah.
All right. We switched to sports.
Tony.
All right, let's just go obvious. Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Revenant.
Yep. I'll say Mad Max Fury Road.
Shit.
Colin?
You're going to your lifeline already?
I told you I was going to do that. All right, Tom.
What do you got, Colin? We said that already.
You said that, man.
What are you doing over there?
I can't believe that's my guy.
Can he go to my lifeline?
No, can I pick somebody else? And no offense, Colin, but I didn't know when I was picking it that I would have to rely on him.
No, that's part of the fun.
Can I pick a different person?
Just randomly pick somebody?
Yeah.
That's not him?
Yep.
I don't see any reason why not, because he said a movie that's already been said, so technically,
right.
You know.
No, I want to pick this blonde woman over here because I keep noticing her mouthing the answers before other people do, so I think she's really good.
All right, well, you can only go to her the one time, but let's see.
Let's do it this time.
Let's see if she's got one.
Don't say Dark Knight Rises. Can I,
This is a fun game. Greg is going to pick someone else now.
All right, let me pick somebody who's... All right, that guy there with the beard.
With his hand up?
Yeah.
Well, he definitely has one. That'd be weird to be like begging to be chosen. I got nothing, you guys. Bronson, do you think that's a correct answer?
Now that you say it, I see that Colin is saying, yeah, that's it. All right, Bronson.
You're going with Bronson. Okay, that's correct. Back to you, Tony.
Lock? Is that what that's called?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I almost said drive, by the way.
Yep, nope, you got to lock the doors and then drive.
Oh. Me now, right?
Yeah, it's you.
And I gotta get
you still
the name
got a lifeline.
Right, right?
You gotta get the name right, or you can go to your
craze?
Lifeline.
The craze?
Yeah, the craze?
Right.
No, that's not what it's called.
Fuck!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shit.
Do you wanna use your lifeline?
I guess I.
You wait, probably
hold on. Let
should
me think
have.
For a second.
Okay,
me,
one. The...
Don't. Yeah.
Just counting them down for you.
I'm going to go. You got it.
The oh. Fighter. What?
The fighter?
The warrior. She said the warrior.
She was so confident about the fighter. But the whole row corrected her. I don't normally allow this, but I just sort of feel like Tony's going to win no matter what. But
thanks, man.
Oh, no offense. You want to go with warrior
I'm
or
go
the
with
fighter?
Warrior.
Warrior is correct. There's one that's driving me crazy that I can't think
too,
of the actual title, but I can see it. I can watch scenes from it, and I just can't think of what it's called. Wait. Nope, still don't have it. But one that I definitely know about, and I recommend. I usually don't recommend movies during this part because I have my own taste, but I think people really like it if they check it out. A movie called The Drop with... with James Gandolfini and Tom Hardy's really, really good in it. All right, Greg, it's back to you. You don't have a lifeline anymore.
Wait, it's still Tom Hardy?
Yeah. No, it's Tom Hardy until we can't Tom Hardy anymore.
What does he look like?
He's the fellow that, like, in Dark Knight Rises, he shopped beforehand at Burlington Coat Factory.
All right. Blue collar. Oh, that's Tom Selleck. I pass.
And that's not even blue collar. It's blue something else.
Blue Bloods.
Blue Collar was a 70s movie with Richard Pryor.
Mm.
Harvey Keitel, I think. All right, Tony.
Yeah, there's one. I can't pull it. I think I got to go lifeline already.
All right, that's cool.
Shit.
It was her damn idea.
Yeah, so I hope.
It was the drop was my, but Inception.
Inception, of course. Inception. That's a big one.
Thank you.
That was him?
Yeah.
I'm trying to cheat with someone in the front row, but I can't.
I can't understand. Don't mouth the answers.
I can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Or cheat.
Yeah. Don't. No cheating.
I don't want to turn he or she in because they've been great. I'm gonna go with a Tom Hardy movie.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Called.
Let's do Tom Hardy.
The Craze. Dude, what the fuck was that movie called? Man?
I know, right? If you knew, that'd be so perfect. Oh, you'll find out soon enough. You can do it.
It was about gangsters. Gangsters.
That's where you're going with gangsters?
British gangsters.
British gangsters.
It's called British Twin Gangsters.
British Twin Gangsters.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're out.
I guess I'm out.
Yeah, nice try, though.
Sorry, Caprice.
It was good play.
And hey, don't get mad at me.
Are you ready? Nobody's mad. No, people are loving you on here. Yeah.
No, I fucked this up, man.
You didn't fuck it up, man, because you are exactly what the title is to me. A legend.
Ah!
It's called Legend.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Tony?
I might be out.
I might be tapped, too. The one I was trying to think of, I'll even help you because you're already the winner.
We might be thinking of the same one.
You're the winner. Shia LaBeouf, are brothers, and it's a Western, and they get in trouble with some another gang or whatever, and we've got someone guess Transformers. Even though we're not looking for audience guesses just quite yet.
Wait, is it your turn or is it my turn?
It's your turn, and also the game is pretty much over. I just wanted to give you a chance by saying it had Shia LaBeouf in it.
No, I'm thinking of something that had Reese Witherspoon in it.
What?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, and I'm just going to...
Oh, I know what it's called.
For some reason, this word is coming to my brain, but I don't think it's right, but it's the only thing I have. Is it called, like, The Engagement?
No. It's called This Means Warrior.
Oh,
no.
Why did...
You don't get to do a builder title in this game as often as I would like. But yeah, there you go. But what's the name of the one I'm talking about, Shia LaBeouf?
Lawless.
I kept thinking Lawmaker, and I was like, why would that movie be called Lawmaker? Lawless. All right. And what, did we miss any other ones?
Marie Antoinette,
he's in that?
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders.
He's in Layer Cake?
Child 44.
Child 44. If you're just gonna make up titles.
Hashtag Nemesis.
What?
What?
Oh yeah.
He's in Next Generation movie.
Star Trek
Genesis.
Genesis.
Nemesis.
Wait, what about Black Hawk Down?
I don't think he was in Black Hawk Down.
I just heard somebody yell that, so I figured out.
What? But he is a tough one because he's a chameleon and has only been in a dozen or so things. But there's probably a lot more titles that, like in the UK that he's was in. But boy, is he a good actor. What was your backup one?
The Drop. My backup person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a person.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh my God, that wouldn't have been much better.
Yeah.
Would have been a little better. What's a Sigourney Weaver movie?
I'm an alien.
Sigourney
there you
Weaver
go.
Fan.
Alien.
The one with
Alien
Arnold
2. Alien. I mean, Aliens. Alien 3. Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, I think just Alien. I think that's
both
the only
Ghostbusters
one
so far. I don't know if she's in the new one. Does she have a cameo in the new one?
Yes.
Saddest man on earth over there.
Oh, Fish Called Wanda?
No, that was Jamie Lee Curtis. Greg, I'll have you back on the show anytime you want to be back. I don't care that you don't know the answers, because other than that, you're a complete delight. And
in a world.
What? Yeah.
In a world.
Sigourney Weaver's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me, yeah. Right. I'm in that movie too, Doug.
What's your favorite movie that you're in?
Oh.
If you had to pick one.
Shit. I'd say can I pick two?
I'll ask you a different question.
Go ahead.
If Children's Hospital and Ballers were in a fight, which show would win?
Children's Hospital.
Would kick the shit out of Ballers?
Yeah. Fuck.
Wait, because your character in Children's Hospital is tougher than your character in Ballers?
Yep.
Okay, what'd you want to pick? Two movies?
Oh,
that are your favorite?
Warm Bodies and Hot Tub.
There you go.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
You're so hilarious in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I dare say you're the only reason they made a second one. Fucking Cusack steps out the door.
Oh, boy. Cusack is valuable to a movie franchise. If you're start a movie with him, keep it going with him.
Has the Q's ever been in a sequel?
He was excused from that one.
I don't think he's ever been in a sequel. I'll throw that down right now. No High Fidelity 2, no Say Anything 2. Say Anything's the one I'd love to see him reboot. Or not reboot, just check in with the characters
now.
No,
he's never been in a sequel.
I don't think so, yeah.
No.
So that's why he said no to the Hot Tub Time Machine 2. It wasn't because he didn't like working with you, Rob.
Who knows? Who knows?
You just can't. But money might not have been enough money.
Probably not.
Yeah. You don't have to add anymore.
I have nothing to add.
Yeah.
Greg,
Drifters. John is a great guy. John Cusack's a great fellow. I wish he had been in the second one because I have children that I got put through college.
Well, just to add insult to injury, I heard he's doing Love and Mercy 2.
Oh, sweet.
That was not a movie that would have a sequel. All right, so let's go down the line, starting with Greg. Promote yourself. What's going on? Where can people see your things, listen to your things?
Well, it's a podcast base. I'll say Fitzdog Radio is the podcast. Mm-hmm. Please check that out twice a week. And I got some tour dates coming up on Fitzdog.com, San Antonio, Texas, and I don't know, other places around
where
the
country. Where are you playing in San Antonio?
The River Center Improv.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the same people own both of the big clubs there.
They do.
So it doesn't really matter.
And most of the other ones in the country.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for being here, Greg.
Thanks, Doug. I had a blast. Thank you, guys.
Tony Thaxton, Motion City Soundtrack, farewell tour continues. Hey, in one of the cities, can I be in the picture you take of you guys standing in front of the whole audience?
Let's do it.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I love those. They do one at every show, and then they post it on the Twitter. And
but,
you're going
Vanessa
to...
Mayer joined us in New York.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, and I was a little like, God damn her. I want to be in one of those.
Well, she came and said hello before the show. I'm like, ew.
Oh, shit. I like to get really high before the show.
She roasted us pre-show.
That's what I heard. She made fun of you guys.
We're going to have that online soon, I hope.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so you guys are playing a bunch of domestic dates and then also Australia and Japan.
And UK, yeah.
And the UK.
Yeah, and I'm...
How many shows are you doing over there?
Three.
Does the Brexit affect your shows at all?
I hope not.
Does the Brexit affect it? all right, cool. Thank you, Tony Thaxton.
Thank you.
And Rob fucking Corddry, what a delightful man.
What?
Such a pleasure to have you back. I didn't hear from you for the last 2 days, so I thought you weren't going to show up. But you are a man of your word.
You tried to get in touch with me on Twitter.
Yeah, that's how we made
it
this booking in the first place.
Not a bad way to get in touch with me. And I'm sorry. I was traveling.
I was thrilled that I was able to get in touch with you through Twitter. I thought it worked out great. Let's break it down real quick.
Shit.
No, it's not bad.
Wait, while
it's
you're doing that, what would
said.
Have happened if he didn't show up? Who would have been the third person?
I had a person standing by to be the third guest on the show who was relieved when he found out he didn't have to do it.
Oh, Todd Glass.
So
he would have been great.
He really
on
is the
show.
Person I know that knows the least about movies. For sure. But I wrote to you on Twitter, dude, and your name on Twitter is your name, RobCorddry.
Yep.
I wrote, dude, you want to come back on Doug Loves Movies sometime soon? And you wrote back, I sure do. And then I wrote back Monday, June 13th. Yep. And then you wrote, I'm not really free until June 29th.
That's exactly what happened.
And then I wrote back June 30th at 9 o'clock at Meltdown Comics.
Yep.
And that was 23 days ago.
Yeah. So but I then, agreed to that.
And
right?
you wrote back, yeah, see you then.
Yeah.
And then I wrote back, cool.
Oh, shit. And this is where it goes south, right?
Well, yesterday I thought I'd check in, or Tuesday, actually.
Yeah.
Still good for Thursday night at 9 o'clock at Meltdown Comics? No response.
Nothing.
And then yesterday morning at 8:08 a.m. I wrote, Question mark? No response. And then this morning at 9 a.m., so it's been a suspenseful day for me, I wrote tonight, question mark, and got nothing.
Oh, I got it right here. Still good? Tonight, the whole deal. I did not respond to any of these, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just wanted to remind you to bring something for the prize bag.
Yeah.
Congratulations, RC. There's your stuff. And give her backpack back. She needs that. And does this Colin Bruges have a shithead on the back of it?
Oh, no.
No? You didn't put one on there? Do you want to tell me or do you want to write something down? Yeah. You don't have a shithead? There's got to be somebody or something that you're not happy about. Here, come write it down. It's a consolation prize if you lose, is I have to call whoever he writes down a shithead.
Oh.
As the closing line of the show. Greg's like, oh, he's never been on the show before. Oh, yeah, that's what happens. All right, one more time for all of my guests, Rob Corddry, Tony Thaxton, and Greg Fitzsimmons. And as always, Strongman Films is a shithead. Well, that's some personal shit. And forgetting the shithead is a shithead.
Thanks again to Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your subscription today.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him